Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I think my ringer was off. My kids always use my phone to play their apps, and they just turn it off so they don't get interrupted.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for jumping on the Toddcast here in Vancouver, Canada.
My pleasure. Of the
suburbs. We go back a few years. I was trying to think about that. Like, when did we meet? It was like probably 10 years ago that you were on CFOX with me, right?
I think about eight years maybe, and we met via Twitter.
Right.
I had a few glasses of wine one night and tweeted you and said, "Hey, when are you going to have me on your show?" And woke up the next day and there was a message from you and you're like, "How about in 2 weeks?"
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. Sex in the Suburbs. So it was you and a couple close girlfriends.
Yeah.
For people that didn't hear, you came down to the studio. What was it? I think you co-hosted the Hump Days a couple days. And it was
fun.
It was so fun.
That was so much fun. It was very surreal just knowing that we were going on air with you. And we had a lot of fun.
Right.
A lot of laughter. And it was good. Some really good topics.
It was fun. Yeah, it was good. And so how are things going with valleymum.ca?
Things are going great. I started that about a year after I stopped doing Sex in the Suburb. We just kind of fell apart. We were all going through different phases in our lives, and it's tough to do a collaborative blog like that in the first place.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine having two other people putting their input into this podcast. It would just be like, no, I'm done. I can't do
that. Yeah, that's where it got tough. We had a lot of fun, but it didn't really pan out for too long. So I started my own blog just as kind of an outlet, because I used to be a reporter, and I really missed writing and having that outlet. And I also missed having a paycheck. I had left my full-time job and was a stay-at-home mom, and I found that I just couldn't find anything feasible that would work, that would pay enough to warrant having childcare or to find hours, because my husband does shift work. He's a grocery manager, so it was really tough finding something.
Mm-hmm.
So I started writing, and I knew that was when blogging was kind of just really taking off. When it was before the whole influencer and Instagram world just kind of went crazy,
right.
And found and there was a market for it. And within 2 weeks of starting my site, I made my first paycheck. And it just kind of went from there. And all of a sudden, within a year, I had booked an agent that was based out of L.A., and she was handling the business side. And within about a year, I was making more than what I was making full-time at the newspaper.
Come on, serious?
Wow. Yeah, and it was insane. And not having to worry about childcare and being able to involve my family. We would get paid to go on trips or to go and my husband and I did wine tastings and fun things with the kids. They would get Barbies in the mail and get to go on to all kinds of really neat community events. So we had a lot of fun doing that together, and everybody got to benefit.
That's great. It kind of feels the same way for, you know, if you had told me losing the afternoon show at CFOX would have been a great career move. And I mean, it's just been so good. I mean, I like it. Like you, I have two little kids. They're 8 and 6 now. But you know, I've been there for, you know, when they're growing up, I've taken them swimming and coaching baseball and going to their soccer games and all those things that if I had still had been the afternoon guy at CFOX, I never would have been able to do any, most of that stuff. I wouldn't have been able to do.
Absolutely.
Blessing in disguise.
Yes, definitely. And you're doing so well. And everybody I know knows about your podcast, and they're all really excited that, I was going to be on there tonight.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you about specifically something. I noticed that you're 2 years sober. What prompted that? Because with the Sex in the Suburb, it was, what was the tagline again? It was something like that you were making martinis and cleaning diapers or something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that was kind of my handle. I had to change that up a little bit.
Right.
I guess I got a little too into my job, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. When I was with Sex in the Suburb, I was renting the top floor of Kendall's house. She was in the basement with her husband.
Okay.
And Teresa was her best friend, and we got together every week, and our meetings would involve champagne and lots of it. Mm-hmm. And I think we drank more than we actually planned anything. And we had a lot of fun. It was just, we were young. But then when I moved away, and my husband and I bought our own place, and I felt a little more isolated. He was working a lot of night shifts, and I found that a great way to kind of ease that boredom was to crack open a bottle of wine, and it became almost every night.
Mm.
And I just was so gross in the morning and tired, and I'm like, okay, tomorrow I'm not doing this. I'm definitely not drinking tomorrow. And then 4 o'clock would roll around, and it's all I could think about. And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe tomorrow I won't. And that just went on for about 2 years straight. Like, the only time I didn't drink was when I had the flu. And my dad was a major alcoholic and have a lot of that in my family. So I just wanted to rein that in before it became too bad.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I started writing about it, and it was shocking how many people were able to relate and how many people not just commented on the post, but a lot of DMs and messages. And it was scary to write about that and to write about something so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about other parents thinking, well, I don't want my child to go over there thinking I'm this crazy woman with a box of wine strapped to her back. But, right.
Well, it's not on your back. It's in the closet, but yeah.
Well, yeah, there you go. But it's just so common, especially, as you know, on social media, all these different mom memes and mommy loves her wine, her wine juice and or mommy juice, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
so common, and it's not seen as a problem. Most people would say, yeah, I have 2, 3, maybe 4 glasses of wine a night. And I don't remember my mom doing that when I was growing up. And now that my kids are older, they see that kind of stuff, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, of course they do, yeah. So now 2 years sober, how hard is it to go out with friends that are drinking?
Surprisingly enough, well, when I first quit, I felt down and isolated. And I'm like, how am I ever going to have fun again? Because before I had kids, I was that 20-something-year-old bar star dancing on the tables. Like, I loved to have fun,
mm-hmm.
and I lived for it. And then I had my kids, and I found other ways to have fun with other parents coming over. We'd put the kids down, and we would party. And then now that I don't drink, I probably party, honestly, harder than my mom friends that do sit at home with Netflix and their wine. I go out with my mom. My mom is recently single. We go out every couple of weeks, and we go dancing or go to a karaoke bar together. My husband and I do date nights, and I like to buy him shots because he's a lot more fun if he drinks. Mm-hmm. And everyone around me is drinking. It's great because I can dance and I don't feel self-conscious, but it's empowering to go somewhere. It's one thing when you're going and you're the designated driver, and even nowadays you can't have one, but if you're having that one, it would just be grueling. It'd be horrible for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's empowering to go and know, you know what, I'm going to have a great time. I'm not going to feel like crap in the morning. I'm going to get up early and go for a walk with my kids or whatever. And I can drive home and I'm going to be totally fine. And it's the most amazing, empowering feeling. And I never thought that that would be me and that this would be my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you that I'm not going to drink again tomorrow, but I know 100% I'm not going to drink tonight.
Okay, fair enough. And so how do you decide what you're going to tackle for your blog?
Well, sometimes I say about 40% of the time it's based on emails that I get in my inbox. Right now I'm promoting the Royal Canadian Family Circus Spectac. I've worked with them for the past 2 years in a row, and our family loves this event. There's no exotic animals, and it's local, and it's a family show that's been around for years and years, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of different entertainment acts that you'd see on, like, America's Got Talent. So that's the big thing we're promoting right now, but if I feel like it, then maybe 1 week it's about sobriety, or it's our adventures in the valley. We do different travel posts. We work with Tourism Cowichan, Tourism Victoria, and Tourism Langley at times. Just whatever comes into our inbox or whatever I feel like writing. And that's the beauty of having your own blog. It's just whatever you feel like writing about.
Mm-hmm. And how hard is it to find the time? Like you, like I do, you have kids. And I know how tough it can be to, you know, really sit down and get things done. How tough is it for you?
I'm finding it really tough. A year ago, I was putting my feelers out there about going back to work because both of my kids now go to school. And as much as I love doing the blog full time, I kind of wanted to have something else too that was my own.
Right.
And I found the perfect job for myself, but I don't have a marketing background.
Mm.
And it was to be a publicist, like marketing communications coordinator. And I thought, you know what I've done with my blog, like I have that marketing experience, my background's journalism. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go for it. I ended up getting the job and I've been learning the skills. Yeah. I've been learning them on the job and it's a lot of, I'm finding it's really a lot like what I already do for the blog. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. It's a lot of fun. But I do find that when I come home, I don't want to be on the computer. I just want to check out, zone out. And it's, you come home and it's dance lessons and then dinner, gym, and you come home. So mostly weekends and mornings. Sometimes I'll set my alarm for 5:30 and start writing when I get up.
Okay. I do a lot of the evening thing.
Yeah, that's your thing. That's like my husband too. He's an evening guy.
I could, like 5:30, I just couldn't find a creative bone in my body at that point. I'd just be like, coffee, like, don't look at me. It's 5:30 is insane. That's early.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. But I find after like dinner time, I'm just, my brain is fried because you have little kids talking to you constantly.
Right.
Dogs jumping on you. I'm like, I don't want anyone to talk to me. I don't want anyone to touch me. I just want to watch my crappy shows.
Kind of life flies by and, I still got to get that blog done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when I wasn't working, it was a lot easier because the kids would go to school and I'm like, okay, I'll have 2 hours to do this and I would get it done. But yeah, it's definitely more of a challenge now. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding the whole like online game has changed so much. It's all about Instagram. And I'll be honest, I'm terrible at Instagram. I don't have a pretty life. I'm not a 20-something-year-old Insta model. Mm-hmm. So Instagram is a bit, it's a lot harder. My daughter's laughing. She's listening to me right now. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot harder because that's people,
aren't
vlogging as much. Yeah, it's just all Instagram. It's all Instagram posts and
pretty pictures and stuff. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. My life isn't really all that pretty all that much. So. It's chaos.
I love it. All right, let's get outside of the blogging, writing, being a mom, and of course what you're known for, and get to know Valley Mom Crystal Lee Clark. What was your first concert?
What was my first concert? That's a good question. I didn't get to actually attend this concert, but I really wanted to. It was grade 8.
Okay.
And Lollapalooza came to Cloverdale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember that. And I think it was like Smashing Pumpkins, Hole, Green Day, and my best friend and I were jumping on the trampoline because I wasn't allowed to go. So, yeah, we jumped on the trampoline and listened to the music all night. It was it was something.
Right.
But then after that, then I was into the grunge scene, and it was... Edgefest, that was my first one.
Okay, another an awesome festival. Like when you get that many good bands together, it's almost tough to compete against something like that with just a one band show. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
What about yours? What was your first concert?
Oh, it was way back in like the early 80s in Kitimat. I saw Dr. Hook.
Oh, wow.
Cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It was good. I mean, yeah, I couldn't say for sure that it was like, okay, I need to get into the music side of thing. Like, maybe it did, but I don't know. I do remember it being pretty cool though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was little. Where's your favorite vacation destination?
My favorite. When I was 20, my boyfriend at the time, we went backpacking through Europe, and I really loved being in the Czech Republic and Prague. Had a lot of fun there. Love Ireland.
Yeah.
Absolutely love Ireland.
Yeah, beautiful place.
Yeah, my dad's side of the family's from there, and we got to stay and visit with my dad's aunt, and then I've got lots of family in England, so.
Okay.
That's my idea of a holiday. As much as I love all-inclusive, we did that recently, I'd prefer to go somewhere really cool and interesting. And
I haven't taken my kids yet to an all-inclusive, but thinking about it.
Yeah, dreams is the way to go. We just did it, and it was worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, the entertainment all day and evening long, and they actually loved the kids' club there. Mm. It was really cool.
Okay,
good to know. Movies on the beach, and it was good.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
When you find time, what are you binge watching?
Well, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones tonight.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm on that bandwagon. My guilty pleasure would have to be Vanderpump Rules.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of it. Please, what is this about? No.
Oh, it's the best. It is all these 30-something-year-olds that work at this trendy bar in L.A., mm-hmm. and it's actually a real bar, and they're all fighting with each other and sleeping with each other and
shit.
Getting ample Botox, and it's right. good. It's so bad it's good, and my husband loves it now, too.
Oh, it's just so much drama. Like, you can watch that and just go, like, my life is not fucked up in comparison to that. Like, I'm doing okay.
Totally. Yeah. No, that's our guilty pleasure. He's going to awesome. Kill me for, yeah.
Totally. let me see. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
I haven't really given that one much thought. And since I was like 12. Mm. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally think that they have.
You do?
And that maybe even they live among us.
Creepy.
Like that weird person that you see in the checkout or something, that one eye is kind of buggy. And
that's probably me.
What are your thoughts on legalized marijuana?
That I never thought that was going to actually happen. And right? in my early 20s, I would have been like, woohoo. And now that I'm a mom and I don't drink, it's a whole different thing, right?
Right.
It's one more talk. It's like, well, that and vaping. I always prepared myself. I was going to have the sex talk with them and we're going to have the drugs talk. But then how do you do, well, don't do drugs, but maybe you can do this drug when you're, 18 or 19? And, I don't know how I'm going to tackle that one as a parent.
Really? I don't know. I think I think I'm going to just tackle it the same way as drinking. Like, don't abuse it.
Yeah. It's scary, too, having addiction issues and mental illness.
Well, of course.
When it runs rampant in your family.
Of course.
It can be scary.
Yeah. You don't want them, you know, smoking it when they're too young either.
No, that's the thing. The brain's not fully developed. Right. And especially mixing it. That was when we were younger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you remember in the 80s? And it was how I learned not to do drugs was back in the 80s. And they had the cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That's how I learned. And I remember when I was at a party, they're passing the drugs around. I'm like, no, the Muppet Babies told me I can't do drugs.
Oh, my God. That or it was Ronald Reagan's, what's her name again? Nancy Reagan? Just say no to drugs. Remember that being hammered in as well. Of course, we're Canada and this is the States, but influenced
still,
for sure.
We got all the American channels and then the egg in the frying pan.
Right. This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah.
And they had the one video where the kid's smoking a joint in the car or whatever and ran a kid over, you know, in just like parkade or parking lot or something like that. It's like, come on, really? Like, you don't turn into that when you smoke a joint. Give me a break.
No. Yeah.
Like, the propaganda was insane. Is insane. Still. Present day, yeah. Curveball. Which superpower would you want to have?
Probably to fly. You know those dreams you have where you fly and it feels so real and you wake up the next day and you're like, no, but I was flying. And then you come to. I have that a lot.
It would have to be like really fast though.
Oh yeah.
Like you could like, I can fly, but I can only fly 4 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, that would be me if that's kind of how I run.
Hey, that's not bad. If you keep up a torrid pace of 4K an hour, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Crystal, thank you so much again for doing this with us tonight.
Two more
questions and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
An oddball. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Have I? I had...
Not when you're floating over your body and going to a light.
Yeah.
More like, oh, wow, I could have died there.
Kind of, in a way. I had a really creepy experience that when I was very young. I was in grade 6. And my best friend and I were having a sleepover at her house. And her brother's friends, Kate, knew that there's 2 young girls staying in the house. And they came to the door and were trying to get us to come outside and go in their car. Fast forward to a few years after that guy was in jail for murder.
Wow.
And all kinds of creep. Yeah. So So that always gave me goosebumps because something in my, something told me, like, do not do this. And you're young and you think, oh, these guys want to see us and we'll go outside. And there's just something in my gut that told me not to. And it always creeps me out when I think back to that.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're that young, you may have that, like, don't do this. But often you don't listen to that voice.
Absolutely.
Whatever. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Scary.
Totally scary.
Yeah. And the toughest, what's the career highlight from valleymom.ca? When you look back and like, nah, that's pinnacle for what I've done thus far. What's your career highlight?
When I first started, I joked with my husband. I said, all I care about is I want to end up with like a free trip to Disneyland somehow with this blog. Mm-hmm. And I never thought in a million years it was going to happen, but I put it out there into the universe.
Yeah.
And somehow everything came together and I got that call and we got this amazing trip to Disneyland during the holiday season.
Awesome.
And they flew us out there. We got to stay at the Grand California. We got to do everything, all the backstage passes. We didn't have to wait in line for anything. All our food was covered. It was amazing. Our kids were spoiled rotten. It ruined Disneyland for us ever going back. When I was a kid, we stayed in a motorhome in the Walmart parking lot and smuggled in burgers and chips and juice boxes.
Oh, that's so
that's all my kids are getting if we go back there.
Totally.
But it was amazing. It gave us a media lanyard and we didn't have to wait in the street for the parade. We got to go in a special rope toss area with all the reporters. And there's me and I'm trying to do a video and I missed it. They had the big turn on the lights for the holiday season, and I had my little phone.
Yeah.
Totally missed. But it was amazing, and that was definitely a highlight.
Yeah, I mean, how could that not be, like, the highlight? Yeah, for sure. That's very cool. Huh. If anybody wants more information, everything is at valleymom.ca, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you again for doing this, and I guess we'll see you online.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much, Todd.